Okay, let's do a breakdown of our nervous system. Now listen, your nervous system is actually broken up into two main subsystems. You have your central nervous system, and you have your peripheral nervous system. Your central nervous system is made up of just your brain and your spinal cord. That's it. I like to think of it as all nerve that's encased in bone. Now your peripheral nervous system is everything that's not encased in bone. In other words, your arms, your legs, everything but your brain and your spinal cord makes up the peripheral nervous system. Now, to make things more complicated, your peripheral nervous system is broken up again into two sub-nervous systems. First, you have your somatic nervous system, and you have your autonomic nervous system. The somatic nervous system controls all voluntary muscle movements. So every time you run, or you move your arm, or you write, if you're voluntarily doing it, you're using your somatic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system, just like the name implies, controls all things that occur automatically in our body. If you're sleeping and you tend to breathe, which you probably will unless you have sleep apnea, you're using your autonomic nervous system. If you eat a bagel, stomach acid squirted from your stomach onto the bagel, you don't think about it, it's part of your autonomic nervous system. If you're turning food into waste, you don't usually think about that, although it would be kind of cool if you could control that, but you can't. That's part of the autonomic nervous system. Now, to make things even more complicated, the autonomic nervous system is broken up into two subsystems. You have your sympathetic nervous system and your parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system, also known as the fight or flight response, controls your body when it's in a stressful situation. So when your body gets nervous, when it thinks it's in trouble, the sympathetic nervous system kicks in, and certain things happen automatically in your body. Your pupils will dilate. The blood will rush from your stomach and groin area to your arms and legs. You're getting ready to move. Adrenaline's being pumped up. Your heart begins to accelerate. You begin to sweat. You get ready to either fight or run for your life. Unfortunately, most times this kicks in before a big test, but way back when, it was for life and death situations. Now, the opposite of the sympathetic nervous system is the parasympathetic nervous system. This slows your body down automatically. I like to think of it as after you eat a big Thanksgiving Day dinner. The blood rushes to your groin and your stomach, away from your arms and legs. Your pupils constrict. Your heart rate slows down. Everything in your body begins to relax. Now, both the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous systems are part of the autonomic nervous system, which again is part of the peripheral nervous system. I know it's complicated, but you'll get it.